Irregardless of what you've got waiting, I mean, you owe it to that waitee to return home with a clean mind and a clean body.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, it is the Thanksgiving Eve show. I look forward to this show. There's about five or six shows that I really look forward to, and this is one of them. And before I get into all of that, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, first of all, thank you. You're listening one of two ways, through Facebook Live. That's how we broadcast. Since our inception, we've only broadcasted live. Live shows, mistakes and all. So you can listen to those shows through my personal website, Mark Scalia, on Facebook. And starting next year, we're going to try to figure out how to do a little bit more, maybe branching off into the YouTube, the Insta, or the IG, the kids say. I don't know what they say. So doing the live shows. And the other way you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Podbean and through any and all platforms that you listen to your podcasts through. So again, folks, this is the Thanksgiving Eve show. So let's get into it already. Now, here's the good and here's the bad, okay? Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I was in a very good mood. I was working on some stuff. I've been working on this show. Believe it or not, I've been working on this show for about a week. I've been working real hard, pre-production. A lot of the bits. Redid some stuff. I don't know if you hear the opening. The opening is a little different. The bumper's a little different now. I put all that together, schmoozed that, if you will. The promos. So, as I said, I was really looking forward to doing this show. I was prepping for it. I was doing all this work. And I went, you know, I'm getting a little hungry. So tomorrow I'm going to eat a lot. I'm just going to go get a sandwich. Maybe I'll get a sandwich. There's a gas station down the street from my house. They do tuna sandwiches. They're really good. It's not like it's sushi at a gas station, please. But I like their sandwiches. The prepackaged sandwiches, they're real good. They have them at gas stations all the time. They're super good. So I walked down there, and they didn't have any sandwiches. So I said, okay, I'll get a steak and cheese because that was my first choice, but I wanted to be good. So I went, and I got my steak and cheese. As I'm coming home, now, you may not know this. It rained pretty bad here. As I'm coming home, I looked at my car, which is parked on my street, and someone hit my car. And I don't mean like a little dent, like a high dent, like a pickup truck hit it, and it is like, I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be grateful. But I was beyond upset and not just like not mad. Like I don't even get mad. It's disappointing. You know, it's disappointing. Like I think I'm a pretty good person. I'll be honest with you. I don't steal. I don't cheat. I don't lie. I got a pretty good morality. I want to be left alone most of the time. I want you to do your own thing, and I want to do my own thing. That's pretty much how I live my life, and I want to leave it a little better than I found it. And when shit like this happens, it's sad. It's super sad. I don't have a picture of it. It's dark out, so I'm not going to get a picture. But it's not good. And then I got some more news before that, which kind of pushed at everything. So I'm producing the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival in January, which I'll talk about that in a little bit. One of the venues was all gung-ho. We were happy about it, and we were there last year. It was super great. But unfortunately, during the summer, another comedian came in and booked shows there. And apparently there was a lot of vulgarity, like a lot of vulgarity. And it was outside, and it was the summer. And it was not received well. And as a result, they don't want to do comedy there anymore, maybe forever. And I'm like, it's other people just ruining stuff. I don't overly fault the booker. He's a really nice guy. But I have one night, and I have to book another venue. So I need a Thursday and a Friday night. But it'll all work out. I know it will. It always does. It's what are the options? what are my options? So let me just do one more thing. I'm sorry. For the people live listening, I know this is a pain in the ass. You're like, well, can you just talk to us? Yeah, I'll talk to you. I clearly will talk to you. 2024 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. That's coming up in January. This is tonight is the Thanksgiving Eve show. We have one more show in 2 weeks and the show after that. And I think that's all we got for the rest of the year. And then when come January, we're going to do the festival. So I got that. The Christmas Carol starts up this Saturday. And we're starting right off the bat, 6 shows. If you want to see that, open up a webpage that has the Salem Trolley special tours page. And then go to my page, markscalia.com, and then scroll through back and forth, left and right. And you can see what shows I'm on. And then you can buy the tickets for them shows, which is good. Or those shows, or them shows, or whatever shows you want. And this might be happening too. I was told that Ralph, the incorrigible elf, may be making visits Christmas Eve of all days in the morning. And possibly, if you're interested, what you have to do is you have to contact Salem Food Tours because they have his direct number. I don't have his number. Karen at Salem Food Tours has his number. So maybe you can get a visit from Ralph the incorrigible elf. He's a very funny guy. Prepping for the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival, I bought new banners. I got other little stickers. I got new stickers coming up. I've got pins. I've got t-shirts. And hopefully I'll get another venue. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Okay. Oh my goodness, we have a ton of people on today. I just went to the live page. Yeah, we got a bunch of people. So there is something else I wanted to do. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. But then, of course, the Friday after Thanksgiving is known as Black Friday, which is the biggest shopping day in Western society, in Western culture. And I think, dare I say, the world, perhaps. And as a result, we all know that there's things you should buy, things you shouldn't buy, things that are safe, things that are not safe. So what I'm going to do, I am going to talk about watch. Now, you may not know watch, but watch is the world against, what is it, the world? I don't even know. Hold on a second. It's called Watch, World Against, this is why I never remember it, because it sounds like it's not a real thing. Watch is the World Against Toys Causing Harm. I do this every year, and it is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. These are toys that they tell you that they're no bueno. But in order to do that, I have to play the special Watch Toy List Introduction.
A toy? As I suspected, I hate toys.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
I did not play with toys.
Okay. All right. So let's bring this down a little bit. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to talk about the toys, but as a special feature for you folks watching at home, I was able to bring it up on video so you can actually see it online. For the folks that are listening to the podcast, what you have to do is you have to go to the world against toys causing harm. And then there's a website, and they have a PDF so you can see what these toys are. Now, if you folks are watching on screen, the first one is super dangerous. It's called Orbeez Seeds Rainbow. Okay, so it looks like buckshot. Okay, that's what it does. It's $11.19. It's not recommended for children under 3 years old. Warnings: there's choking hazards, small parts, small balls. Caution: do not eat Orbeez. Wait a minute, I thought they were a candy. This is what happens when you do a lot of show prep but don't do the actual reading of the show prep. I thought that's a toy. A toy? 75,000 Orbeez are in this bag. What are they? They're multicolored rainbow seeds. They're sold to children with growing instructions. Simply adding water will allow the seeds to fully grow in 3 to 4 hours.
What?
Who the fuck makes these dangerous fucking things? I agree with them. I agree. I don't know what those things are, but they are no bueno. I don't like those at all. That's Orbeez seeds. I don't like those at all. All right, here's the second one. Oh, it looks like a scooter. Yeah, it's just a Carve Pro Stunt. That was almost a Freudian slip. A stunt scooter. $59. I might buy this one. I like this one. Why is it dangerous? Do not use on wet surface, uneven or unpaved roads. What the fuck? We live in New England. It's not recommended that it be used on steep slopes or high speeds. Well, if you're on a steep slope, you're going to have a high speed. I hate to tell you that. The potential for head and other impact injuries. Okay, I can see that one. I understand that one. Okay. Uh-oh. Disney's Little Mermaid, King Triton's all-powerful trident. What the fuck? Can you see it? You gotta see these things. It's a piece of plastic. It says, try me, command the seeds. Little Mermaid, but the boy is using it. I don't understand this. I don't understand. Okay. Pronoun issues. Okay, Jack Specific that makes it. $20, $19.99. Let's see, warning. Adult supervision suggested. Never swing at people, animals, or fragile objects. Which could be animals and people. A lot of people are fragile. I myself are fairly fragile. In this current state, yes, I am. Let's see. Potential blunt force and eye injuries. Yeah, but anything could be used as blunt floor. Oh, my God. Here you go. Number 4. Die-cast food truck. Uh-oh. Food truck, hot dogs and burgers on it. $9. It's not even a full truck, is it? What is it? Let's see. Warning, choking hazard. Small parts, not for children under 3. Why am I hearing voices? Do you hear voices? I swear to God, I hear voices. I don't know what's going on. Okay, so it's a truck. With these miniature multicolored fast food trucks are sold with choking hazard warnings, removal stick on line. Does all these little things come out? Is that what happens? So it looks like a little truck, but they got like drinks and burgers and. Okay. What's it? Recommend a 3+. No thanks. Okay. I don't like that toy at all. I wouldn't buy that. Oh, sorry. I didn't take my nap. Toy number 5, original, it's called a Squish Marshall. Squish Mellow. Raise, what the fuck? Oh, Squish Marlowe's Raise. What the fuck is this thing? It's $29.99. You get it at Walmart. Age recommendation 0+. So it's a marshmallow, but it's a plush toy? What do you think? What do you think little Squish Marshmallow's Raisy is going to do to you? She looks pretty... Oh, potential for suffocation. She's a killer. She going to kill you. Nobody likes Squish Face Marshmallow. Squishmallows. First of all, I hate the name. I wouldn't buy the toy just for that name. Number six, Splat R Ball Dude Perfect Blaster. Let me guess. It's a gun, and it shoots stuff. It's $60. Jesus Christ. Adult supervision required. This blaster can cause eye injury. Never aim or shoot at people or animals. And other warnings, cautions, and packaging. Let's see. The quote-unquote blaster is sold with an easy load 750-round capacity magazine and is fully automatic, firing 10 splat R balls per second at velocities up to 160 feet per second. Okay. Are they water balls? I don't even know what kind of. I don't know. I'm buying that for Mary. Let's see. If it winds up on your Christmas, I'm gonna end up all these are gonna my Christmas. Not the gun, no. I don't even know what it shoots. It shoots splatter balls, so I'm guessing paint, maybe. I don't know. We gotta get through. We're only at six. Jesus Christ. Let's see. Toy 7, our generation hop-in dog carrier. Oh, it's a stuffed animal. It's a doggy that goes inside a carrier for $19. Why is this dangerous? Choking hazard. What? Toy contains small ball and part. It's small part, not for children under three. This dog carrier is sold complete with a plush, furry 6-inch pump, accompanied by a 6-inch pup. Accompanied by some plastic items for travel, including a small dog ball, dog bones, and toothbrush. The only choking hazard warning appears on the throwaway tag. You monsters! Fuck. Unbelievable. That was seven. Okay, toy 8, soccer bobbers. Okay, let me guess. Okay, the giant... Giant fucking gloves. $15.93. Strange price. Let's see. Used by adults. Use by adults could cause... So if adults use these, you can cause injury to children. Because essentially, they're like... they're like boxing gloves. They're blow-up boxing gloves. So that... people don't hurt each other. So what's the problem? Potential for blunt force and impact. Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Fucking boxing gloves, you dumbass. Oh, these are the toys that are the most dangerous, by the way. These are the ones that make the list. Can you imagine the ones that don't? Oh, no, they always have a musical toy. Because these people hate... they hate art. This is number 9. B Toys make a melody music B Toys make a melody musical instrument set. $25. Look at that. Okay, so a little xylophone. Looks like a little drum. Like a maraca, I think. Harmonica. Yeah? I don't know what those... Oh, they're eggs. They look like eggs. Okay. What's wrong with those? Not suitable for children under 18 months. Okay. Oh, okay, because of the long cord. Potential for ingestion or choking injuries. Really? Oh, God. Everybody should just put on a helmet. Let's make it. Number 10, the last one, the Zoom-O Turbo Disc Launcher. Okay? Fires discs. Oh, like you put it in a thing and then you pull it. Okay, never aim or shoot disc at people, animals. Potential for face and an eye injury. Specifically, face and eye injuries. These discs are made of rigid plastic and are designed to launch five-year-olds. They're designed for launch by a five-year-old who encouraged to pull and watch it fly distances up to 100 feet. Young children using the Ripper for launch are cautioned to aim away from your face and body.
Wow.
Wow. What is wrong with people? Seriously. I know we had those as a kid. The same thing. You put them on it and then you pull the cord and it zips the... You don't really aim it. It just flies up in the air, you dummies. This is a weird thing I heard like a couple years ago and I kept it for some reason. It's weird. This is a real thing.
Boys and girls, this song is all about Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it is. But get ready because later on we're going to show our thankfulness by dancing.
Yeah, we are.
A boy. If you're a boy, sail on the Mayflower.
Okay.
If you're a girl,
yeah.
A girl. If you're a girl, find Plymouth Rock.
Fine. Okay. She can't be in a boat with us?
If you're a boy,
Yeah.
If you're a boy, help pilgrims hunt for food.
That doesn't even remotely roll off the tongue.
If you're a girl. If you're a girl, help pilgrims plant corn.
No.
If you are thankful, dance around. Oh. Dance around.
Everybody.
If you are thankful, dance around.
Everybody dance.
Dance around and stop. If you're a boy. If you're a boy, set the table.
You told me to stop, bitch.
If you're a girl.
Oh my God.
If you're a girl, carve the turkey.
Okay. Kind of role reversal. I like that.
If you're a boy.
Typical.
A boy. If you're a boy, eat some turkey and mashed potatoes.
Okay, now stop.
If you're a girl. If you're a girl, eat some cranberries and stuffing. If you are thankful, dance around.
All right.
Dance around.
This is an actual thing
around,
that like
dance,
children
dance
do.
Dance around and stop.
And stop. Oh, there's a third verse. Okay, here we go.
If you're a boy. If you're a boy, gobble like a turkey tom.
Wow, that's crazy.
If you're a girl. If you're a girl, yelp like a turkey hen.
Okay. It's very Chris Hansen bullshit. I don't want to deal with that. No. I'm going to get some calls. I hope so. A little sip of water before I get moving on. So that's kind of a weird thing. I've played that. But tomorrow we're going to overeat. You may say, Mark, what are you going to eat? We got a lot of stuff.
But look at here.
Look at here.
Look.
Look what we got. What do we got?
Look.
What do we got?
I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ram,
pork, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it!
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, pork.
At some point she says potatoes.
Tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name
it! Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, beans, creams.
I love that. I just have a little. I had something else prepped up, and I wasn't able to get to it. Basically, it was about how it was like, oh, this is the best. The prices of turkeys have gone down, everything. And I was just going to play a bunch of statistics about how that is not remotely close to true. So. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my only break, folks. We got a lot going on this break. This break is going to be about 13 minutes. But you know why it's 13 minutes? Because I got a little special thing in there that I redid. It's a brand new 2023 edition. So stay on, listen through the break, and come back, and I'll tell you where I'm going to be this coming weekend and over the next couple months. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paw Report on any of the following: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paw Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
To most Americans, the Pilgrims of Plymouth, Massachusetts are the iconic inspiration for today's Thanksgiving feast.
Like I say, Pilgrim, you can eat here till you get back on your feet.
After the winter of 1620 killed almost half of their people, the colonists formed a relationship with the neighboring Wampanoag tribe.
The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe hopes to break ground on a resort casino in Taunton next spring.
The colonists and Wampanoags dined on roast goose, along with corn, codfish, and lobster. In 1777, the Continental Congress decreed that all 13 of America's colonies celebrate a national day of Thanksgiving that year in celebration of their victory over the British at Saratoga. By the 20th century, Thanksgiving was a welcome day of leisure from a six-day work week. In the 1920s, the National Football League was formed. In an effort to boost attendance, the fledgling Detroit Lions devised the concept of a Thanksgiving Day game.
Makes for a great Thanksgiving, so very thankful I had everyone at home. This is what it's all about, the Thanksgiving turkey.
And department stores quickly saw their value as a kickoff to the Christmas shopping season. With modern life moving faster than ever, Thanksgiving gives us a day to take a collective breath and remember just how much we have to be thankful for.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Wednesday Mystery Movie will not be seen tonight, but will return in 2 weeks at its regular time.
Now, a special program in living color.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's.
They were scrutinized and studied.
With infinite complacency, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood which,
by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. It was near the end of November, and on this particular evening, Facebook estimated 30 million people were listening to Radio Irregardless
with Mark Scalia.
Scalia, whatever.
And by the way, this is not Morgan Freeman.
And now, the case of the Turkey Tremors, starring Sam Stone.
It was a cold November night, and I remember it. It was cold. It was November. And I was in my office, cleaning up some case files. And there was a knock on the door.
Sam, you're still here?
Yeah, just going through some case files. You know, the one with the dog and the girl and the diamonds and the husband?
Well, if there's anyone that can handle a case, it would be you, Sam.
So what are you doing here so late at night?
Oh, I just forgot my nail file and my purse and my coat. So I just came back up and I saw the light on and there you were.
Yeah, here I am.
You're such a hard-working man, Sam. There's not many men like you around. But I hope you're not going to work through this holiday.
It's just another day. It's another day and another night. Another night and another day.
Well, if there's anyone that knows about nights and days and days and nights, it would be you, Sam. What are you doing for the holidays?
Nothing. No plans. And what about you, Dollface? You must have something special planned for the big Thanksgiving night.
My sister's coming in from out of town.
Your sister?
I didn't know you had a sister.
Yeah, my sister Dolores. She's a divorcee from Detroit. We're going to go have dinner at the diner.
You, Dolores from Detroit, the divorcee, going to have dinner at the diner?
Gosh darn it, Sam. I'm tired of all this pussyfooting around. Pardon my language.
What are you going on for, dollface?
I'm crazy about you, Sam. I've been holding it in, but I can't take it anymore.
You don't want to get mixed up with me. I'm no good for you. I'm like a bad penny. I turn up all the time, but it's not good.
Oh, Sam, that's just not true.
Sorry for interrupting the case of the turkey tremors, but I just got a alert on my cell phone. Let me go to the website and see if they have any information on it. Oh, they do. They have a live feed. All right, let's go to that then.
Oh my God. Okay. Go away. Go away. Go away. Oh my God. All right. Oh. Oh. Jesus. God. Okay. He's got me trapped in the car.
Here he is. Okay. He's like circling around my car.
Now, here's your Pentagon Channel report.
Wednesday night at the White House, the president said the current level of violence is still very low, but he also said that the U.S. must continue to keep pressure to move forward toward a more stable and secure future. Keep it here. Military news on the Pentagon Channel.
In a further sign of mounting concerns in the administration that it may have to go it alone and risk a violent backlash, American citizens are being warned to avoid Turkey.
A reminder of what we actually know at this stage. A reliable source told RT, what is important is that the attack originated on the Turkey side.
Let's hear what the president has to say now.
Number one, we have no interest whatsoever in protecting anyone.
Turkeys are criticizing President Biden. Turkey's even summoned the U.S. ambassador to the country to declare the president's statement was false.
He talks about, don't worry, it's all going to be over soon. Come on. We had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe, the rest of Europe. Come on. Not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. So don't worry about it. Come on.
At less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is Thanksgiving Eve, and you will be once again fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, Thanksgiving Eve will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate Thanksgiving Eve.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Leave Britney alone!
kid. You're attacking the kid right now.
I'm honored to welcome you to a Thanksgiving tradition that reminds us to have a little bit of fun and to always be grateful. Today, we're going to talk turkey. Build back the butterball as we move along. Power vested in me as President of the United States, I pardon you. I pardon you this Thanksgiving. There you go.
This is Mark Scalia. And I'm here to assure you that the Thanksgiving Eve turkey attack has no further significance than the holiday offering it was intended to be. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And remember the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That the gobbling invaders on your computer or smartphone are just inhabitants of Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-219. 9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, so that was the new improved, edited version. And again, I'm going to be trying to spend more time on the show, the production value. I went downstairs and my wife said, "That sounded really good. Why didn't you open with it?" I'm like, because my fucking car was hit by somebody and I didn't have time to move it in the right place. Anyway, so that's the show, folks. Let me tell you what I got going on over the next several weeks. Salem Trolley, A Christmas Carol. That's what I got going on from November to December. It's going to start this Saturday, the 25th. And it will go all the way to December 23rd. There's only like 3 days that don't have any shows at all, which is the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or I should say the last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of November. But other than that, we're going to be doing shows on the trolley like continuously. Don't miss out, folks. And like I said, go to the Salem Trolley website, go to the special tours link, look at that, then open up my page, markscalia.com, and then you can compare the tickets to see what shows I'm on and what tickets are available and blah, 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 blah. But I'd love to see on the trolley coming up on my 20th year of doing this. It'll be 20 years in 2026. So yeah, in 3 years. But here's the funny part. The costume still fits. So I guess I'm lucky. I am getting shorter though. My doctor told me I lost a quarter inch. I was 5'9 and a quarter inch, almost 5'10, and now I'm 5'8 and three quarters. I lost like half an inch in 20 years. I don't care because the box is going to be cheaper to put me in because it's smaller, I guess. I don't know. But that's what I got going on. So, folks, as always, go to my website, markscalia.com, for upcoming shows. Go to podbean.com for previous episodes. Let's see. You want to be a sponsor or guest? Leave a question or comment. Email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Always call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Next show will be December 6th. Mark Riccadonna will be our guest. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello.